White, J.E. White, Emma. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 4th, 1913. Dear children, Edson and Emma, it would be a great pleasure for me to see you and talk with you. You are both very dear to me, and I wish you might make me a visit. But I shall not urge this upon you at the risk of any loss or inconvenience to you yourselves. I do not want you to make the journey contrary to your own best judgment. If you feel that you cannot come, I shall not complain, but shall say, "The will of the Lord be done." As I have written you before, I am very well situated here. Our house is comfortable, and the climate is good. We have water of the best quality, which comes from a good spring on the hillside. I am fairly well, health-wise, not suffering much pain, but I realize that old age is reminding me that I am mortal. My book work is still taking my time, and I am trying to finish my work with joy and not with grief. I have not lost my courage. The Lord is my helper, and day by day he sustains and blesses me. My hope and trust are in him. If it be possible, I should like to bear my message once more in several places in the East. My work is not yet done, no, no. I have a message to bear to the people. This morning, I had an interview with several ministers who have been long in the work. The Lord gave me important instruction for them and a message of encouragement. I thank him that they appreciated the words spoken. December 12th. I have just picked up this unfinished letter and will add a little and then send it to you. I am still doing well health-wise. We are having a great blessing in the plenteous rain that has been falling at intervals for about a month. This rain was greatly needed. Today the sky is cloudy, but the sun breaks through now and then and gives us good greeting. My children, I want you to be of good courage. The Lord is soon to come, and we may be among those who greet him with joy, having overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Lay up your treasure where it can never be destroyed. Do not forget that you are striving for a crown of life. Let us fight the good fight of faith, refusing to give Satan the advantage on one point. Through earnest effort, we may gain the victory. Let us daily, dear children, press the battle to the gates. I entreat you both to watch and pray and trust. Step by step, move forward in living faith. Put your trust in the Lord. Have faith every day, true, living faith. Never fail or become discouraged.